Hello, everybody, and welcome to today's show. I hope you're having an awesome day. We are going to be discussing a couple of conspiracy theories that I've actually probably only shared once or twice ever on the program. And I'm going to be going into it quite in depth. Let me just set the stage for you by first just simply saying something that I've said before, and that's Google, Facebook, Amazon, Microsoft, and Apple. These companies, the big five, the frightful five, they know almost everything about your life. They truly do. They know obviously what websites you go to. They know what you're buying, where you are, where you've been, and they're able to quite accurately predict where you will be going next, who your friends and family are, what you like and don't like, your political party, your religion, your credit card info, what you look like with detail, your income, your relationship status. Why? Why? Why is this? What, so they can sell your data to advertisers and make some money? Absolutely. Yes. Because data is the new oil. It's only going to get more extreme as we dive into even deeper this new fourth industrial revolution. But there is so much more to it than that. Especially through the mind of a believer, especially through the mind of someone who takes into consideration the prophetic scriptures. You see, these companies don't just want to know about your life. They want to reprogram your life entirely. They want to shape who you are. They want to unify the human race into a type of collective consciousness, which will be achievable through BCIs, a hive-like collective mind through technology. But this can be possible only with access to your mind. And the big question is, do they actually already have access to your mind? I mean, being able to read it. Now, before we get into that, I want to remind everyone that watches this program that the only way we can do what we do is through faithful viewers like you who support us. This program, as you know, took a hit last year. And this year, moving forward, is going to be a very critical year. We need to raise, here at the Zach Drew Show and IGBY International Ministries, we need to raise $4,000 in additional monthly support. That's $48,000 over a 12-month time period. And I'm asking you, it's very important to please get involved. Just simply go to ZachDrewShow.com. It's very simple from there. There's a huge orange button that's very bright. You can't miss it. Just click it, and you'll have the option to donate through Tithely, which is our Christian online payment system, or PayPal. And please don't forget to click the automated payment button so we know that we can count on you each month. You can also give through the mail. You can send it to any donations to The Zach Drew Show, IGBY, P.O. Box 797, Decatur, Illinois, 62525. Once again, this is going to be a critical year for us, and we need your support. We will be right back after this. The power that technology companies currently have, if you really dive into it, it's overwhelming. Even if you just know some of the surface information, it can actually be overwhelming. Did you know that Google controls 90% of online search market? 90%. The way the world finds out information is through search engines. Google is the default search engine on Chrome, the default search engine on Safari, the default search engine on Firefox. Essentially, what I mean is, unless you go in to your system settings and change your default search engine. No matter what type of piece of technology you own, it comes built in that the default search engine is simply Google, a company, one of the richest companies in the entire world, one of the richest companies ever in existence. For example, on mobile, they're the default search engine for Android and also iOS, which is all things Apple. They actually pay $8 billion a year to simply be the default search engine on Apple alone. Every year, year after year, $8 billion to be the default search engine on Apple alone. You see, Google knows more about you than you know about you. Dr. Robert Epstein is an American psychologist. He's a professor, he's an author, he's a journalist. He has a PhD in psychology from Harvard. He was the editor-in-chief of Psychology Today. He's had many different positions at very prestigious universities like Boston University and the University of California, San Diego, and Harvard University. He's the founder and director of the Cambridge Center for Behavioral Studies. Take a listen to what he had to say about the shocking info that Google has on you.
If you're an average American adult, Google has the equivalent of about, it's hard to even say this because people don't, okay. Google has the equivalent of about 3 million pages of information about you. They know much more about you than you know about yourself. And they're using that information not just to make sure that their vendors can sell you products. They're using that information to build a digital you so that they can predict your needs and wants and behavior moment to moment in time every single day. Because they know they can monetize that, number one, but number two, they know more than that. They know they can use that to create a better humankind. Okay, so how could I possibly say something that absurd? Well, because one of the things that leaked from Google about a year and a half ago is an 8-minute video called The Selfish Ledger. It was meant for internal use only. I recommend strongly that everyone find this online and watch it, because this is about the possibility of Google using its information and its tools to re-engineer humanity. And it even mentions, according to company values.
Oh, dear God.
I made a transcript of this video, and I'm happy to post that online for people to look at, because it makes
What website?
I'll get it to your people, okay, and we'll put it up. Okay. But, you know, when you realize the kind of thinking that's going on in a place like this, where they have this much information and this much power to control what people see and don't see, and then all these new manipulative tools, they know, they understand the power that they have, and they are openly, I mean, within those closed doors, they're openly talking about ways, spectacular ways, that they can use these powers that they have, powers that no dictator in history has ever had.
We understand how unbelievable the power of search engines can have, the subliminal messaging. It swayed entirely the 2020 elections. And actually, Dr. Robert Epstein actually went into those details at length in other interviews, which is pretty interesting, being that he was actually a Clinton supporter. But I would classify him as that old school Democrat that above all else, still truth should prevail. So moving forward, this election cycle is incredibly important. And actually, I'm not going to get into it, but there, the Supreme Court just heard oral arguments for Florida and Texas concerning the rights of these major platforms in silencing people. And the Section 230, which offers them legal immunity to delete and scrub conservative content from their platforms, and they apparently have a constitutional right to do that, but there is like there's this constitutional argument because it's at heads, because then the user has a constitutional right of free speech to put what they want to say on these platforms. So I believe that they're going to give their opinions in just a couple of months on that. So we need to be watching that. But listen, I want to continue by saying this. Google and Facebook and several others, they decide what you see. All right. We don't understand like the layers of deception that have been built around us. We think that we're having all of these original experiences, but we're not. They're being carefully crafted for us. They decide for you what truth is and what's false. Google manipulates you. They manipulate your searches for you to be even subconsciously swayed. And let that sink in. Let that sink in. We are dealing with an enemy that largely deals with the subconsciousness of humans. All right. Nearly every piece of information the entire human race consumes is filtered through a singular manipulated search engine controlled by Google. The entire human race. I feel like such conviction about it. We are slowly being changed. One search, one ad, one bit of information at a time. It's like that slow, gradual descent into a world where they have carefully crafted. And like I said, Dr. Robert Epstein went on in that video. If you watch it in its entirety, it's about an hour and 20-minute video. He went on to warn about how everything from Google's free tools to their work with world governments is part of a massive data collecting surveillance system. And he even predicted that if it continues, we won't be able to distinguish between reality and the suggestions we're fed. I think we're there. I do. And if you don't, it's probably because you can't differentiate between the realities that are fake and what and real and what you're fed. It's like a catch 22. I want to share with you a couple of wild conspiracies that I have. And whenever you hear what I have to say, you may say, "Oh, Zach, that's so subjective." And I would agree with you. A lot of it is. It's totally subjective. I have no other proof other than what I have personally experienced. Okay. First off, I'm going to do three things. One, level one, the conspiracy that is no longer a conspiracy, all right? Our iPhones, our smart devices, they listen to us. It's no longer a conspiracy. Just 3 or 4 years ago, it was an absolute conspiracy. I just did a little search that predates 2020 and 2019, and there's article after article after article from Apple to Facebook to all the major organizations saying, "We do not listen to you," in an emphatic, "We don't do that." And then you go and look up articles that have been published in 2021, 22, 23, where they're all on record saying, "Well, we do, and we have, and we haven't been totally upfront about it." Like, it's not even a conspiracy anymore. I remember it was probably 3 years ago, whenever it was still a conspiracy, and I was trying to tell you guys, they are listening to you. And this is a clear and evident example that I share the story about whenever I was like 11 or 12 years old. There was this bike that I wanted more than anything else. I mean, it was a BMX bike, and it was called a Haro, H-A-R-O. And I absolutely did not expect that I was getting it, because they're expensive. I mean, they really are. I wanted it, but I knew I wasn't going to get it. And I was actually like okay with it. And after I opened up all my presents, it was one of those things where my parents went to the back room. Oh, look, we seem to have forgotten the gift. And out they roll my Haro BMX bike. And I remember crying and freaking out. Just, I couldn't have possibly been more excited about that. And then, you know, fast forward 20 years, and it was Christmas a couple of years ago, maybe 3 years ago, at my parents' home. And I was recalling that story. And I remember sitting there and saying, I can't remember. I hadn't talked about that bike for forever. I mean, this is whenever I was in like sixth grade. And I couldn't remember what the bike's name was. And it finally just clicked. Oh, guys, it was called a Haro bike. That's what it was. I had never mentioned that name. I couldn't even remember what the bike's name was. And that same evening, about a couple of hours later, I'm scrolling through Facebook, and all of a sudden I'm getting advertisements for Haro bikes. And at that moment, I wanted to share it on the program, saying, listen, it's not a conspiracy. And many of you said it is a conspiracy, and it's not. It's been proven now. They've actually came out and said it. Okay? So another conspiracy, level two. Now, this is a conspiracy, and we're going to get more subjective as we go on. I believe everything you have ever said in front of your smart devices, I believe it's all stored. I believe all the conversations you've had about your government, it's stored. They have it. You know, information told in confidence, even your intimate moments. Even to, that word you said when someone cuts you off in traffic. Come on now. You're not that important. You don't need to be doing that. But they have it stored. Dr. Robert already stated, like we've said, Google already has 3 million pages on just you. That's what's been verified. I'm talking to you about what is unverified. What our government is designing, what they would like to achieve. Here's an article from a while ago, and I'm going to just point it out. And we're a couple of different articles. Articles titled Generating Actionable Understanding of Real World Phenomena with AI. This is DARPA. And for those of you that don't know, you should. But just in case, DARPA is the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency. It's an agency of the United States Department of Defense, responsible for the development of emerging technologies for us by the military. They're the ones that are 20 years ahead of everything else. They gave us the World Wide Web. They gave us GPS. Josh, do you know what else DARPA gave us? See it in the background. They gave us the World Wide Web. They gave us GPS. There was other things. I didn't create a list. Yeah, Josh is like, I don't remember. I caught him off guard. But they're responsible for creating the most, invasive technologies or technologies that have changed the world more than anything else, and then they trickle down to the civilian population. Well, here's an article. It says DARPA seeks the development to develop a schema-based AI capability to enhance reasoning about complex world events and generate actionable insights. Rapid comprehension of world events is critical to informing national security efforts. And I'm going to read through this fast because I want to get through this. These noteworthy changes in the natural world or human society can create significant impact on their own or may form part of a causal chain that produces broader impact. Basically, the butterfly effect, where they say a butterfly can flap its wings on one side of the earth and by the end of these chain events, a hurricane or something like crazy happens, right? And they believe that if they can have access to all information, all data, all metadata, that they're going to be able to create these schemas, these little, where you put all this random data together to create these schemas, which are little stories to predict the future. All right. Many events are not simple occurrences, but complex phenomena composed of a web of numerous subsidiary elements, from actors to timelines. The growing volume of unstructured multimedia information available, however, hampers uncovering and understanding these events and their underlying elements. So like just for one example, like this would be like an elementary example of where they want to take this, but it's still fascinating. So imagine back in World War II, if they would have had this technology developed, there's 100,000 different elements at play simultaneously and AI would be able to collect all the data of everything happening in that moment, analyze it instantly, and understand how to read what is about to soon take place in the future and how to respond to the enemy. Going on with the article, to help uncover complex events found in multimedia information and bring them to the attention of system users, DARPA created the Knowledge-Directed Artificial Intelligence Reasoning Over Schemas, Kairos program. Kairos seeks to create a schema-based AI capability to enable contextual and temporal reasoning about complex real-world events in order to generate actionable understanding of these events and predict how they will unfold. The program aims to develop a semi-automated system capable of identifying and drawing correlations between seemingly unrelated events or data, helping to form or create broad narratives about the world around us. Another article, this one was, this is from Illinois, University of Illinois. She receives $12.3 million. She is at U of I, the computer science major there. She received $12.3 million for her team to develop second generation event understanding system. Just read this first line. Using artificial intelligence to predict future events still seems a bit like something from science fiction, but that's one of the goals of the Defense Advanced Research Projects Agency's, DARPA's, Kairos program, which recently awarded $12.3 million over 4 years to a team of researchers led by Illinois computer scientist Professor Ying Ji. The team's project, named Resin, Reasoning About Event Schemas for Induction of Knowledge, seeks to create a framework for the next generation of event understanding systems with an ambitious goal, being able to provide a comprehensive understanding of evolving situations, events, and trends to predict the future with a massive amount of data from everything. And I believe, like I said, I believe that everything you have ever said, all the information from your social media to search engines, but what you've said, they're storing it. It's being stored. They're listening to everything at all times to be able to create this system. And the deepest conspiracy that I have is this. I believe that it is very possible that current tech can read our minds. And let me tell you why, before you write me off as the crazy scientist. I've done my own personal experiments. Well, I will think of like a noun, right? A person, a place, or a thing. And I'm trying to be like as separated from my mind as I possibly can be. What I mean by that is, think of something that I've never thought about before. And that's hard to, because you've never thought about it. And there'd be certain things that I have never said to anybody, it's not like a common theme in my brain. Like these words have, like words or these places or these people would have never come to my mind, and I'll think about them. And then I will get stories that pop up about these people or these places almost immediately, or within a day or two. And some of them, I'm not gonna talk about it, but some of them are like they're so blatant. And once something has been confirmed, I go to my notes and I write that one down. That's whenever I actually commit it to paper. Now they see that I know, right? I put on my tinfoil hat. So once again, there are things that no one could have ever have known that's in my brain. And I have never even spoken of these particular things to anyone ever. They've never come out of my mouth. And I will think upon them. And then they will come up in either targeted ads or news stories about these individuals. Now, here's an article that we talked about a few months ago. Mind reading technology that uses AI to transform thoughts into sentences is developed by brain scientists, giving hope to people with conditions that leave them unable to speak. It's one of the most fascinating articles I've ever read. Researchers from the University of California say their technology is able to translate brain activity into English word for word with the help of machine learning. It has an accuracy rate of 97%. more than twice as high as other brain signal decoding devices and works by mapping activity of neurons to words. So it works by mapping activity of neurons to words. That's fascinating. Now, what they can do with it is scary, but it's fascinating. It records the activity of neurons and how they are firing in our brains. And with a 97% accuracy, it knows exactly the words that people are saying, not just a singular word, sentences. Can you believe that? I mean, golly, can you believe that? These are the type of movies we watch. These are the type of interesting sci-fi movies that it's like, wow, that sure would be something. It's happened. The study was carried out on 4 epilepsy patients who had been fitted with brain implants to monitor their seizures. Their neural activity was turned word by word into English sentences in real time. Now, I was involved in the tech community for a while. Like I said, you know my story. We traveled around, went to major technology conferences all over the globe. To be able to have a piece of technology like this that is able to monitor your neural activity and is able to write it out in real time is astounding. To be able to do that and to commit it to computer where you can see what you're writing, 97% accuracy with zero latency. It's crazy. You know, the other ways to do this are so unbelievably slow. There's other systems where they monitor your eye activity for like you to look at a letter. No, these, they're not, you could close your eyes and they're thinking about this. And this technology is able to see the activity and know exactly what you're saying. It's reading your mind. DARPA once thought controlled weapons by finding ways to read soldiers' minds. The government is absolutely taking mind control very seriously, and this should make every human alive take pause. DARPA announced that 6 teams will receive, and they've already done this, will receive funding under the Next Generation Non-Surgical Neurotechnology Program. Participants are tasked with developing technology that will provide a two-way channel for rapid and seamless communication between the human brain and machines without requiring surgery. They're creating a hive mind. They want to ultimately herd us into a type of collective consciousness where we're all united through technology. But these two articles, the tech already exists for a current implant to monitor with 97% accuracy how to read your mind. We already know that. That's what they let us know. And then DARPA is on record letting us know that they are trying to create thought-controlled weapons without even having implants to be able to communicate between the human brain and machines without requiring surgery. And then, like I said, that's whenever it kind of goes with my deepest conspiracy. And I know it sounds crazy, but I can only go off of this information I've seen where the technology is, what they allow us to see, and my personal experiences of thinking about things without ever saying it out loud. And they coming up in my feeds or whatever. And then I go to my phone and I have a list that I've been collecting of what they've done. And what I would like to say, honestly, I mean, when I think about these things that are happening, I think to myself, Jesus, you have got to protect our hearts and our minds and how to navigate this and even protect us from getting us caught up in this system. And I want you to be awake, right? To understand the world in which we currently live. Listen to me. We are behind enemy lines. It's a spiritual battle and in which dark forces are at play. And it has, and it's been gradual, this what's taking place in America, so slow. People don't recognize it, like that frog in the water who was heated up with such a pace that was so slowly he didn't realize what was happening until he was boiled to death. And guess what? Did you know that deception is deceiving? Right? We don't know we're being deceived until what is hidden is brought to light. Ephesians 5:11 says, "Take no part in the worthless deeds of evil and darkness, but instead expose them." People have scales on their eyes. They're deceived. They don't know what's happening. But the Holy Spirit, did you know that the Holy Spirit will guide us into all truth? John 16:12-14 says, I still have many things to say to you, but you cannot bear them now. When the Spirit of truth comes, that's the Holy Spirit, he will guide you into all the truth. For he will not speak on his own authority, but whatever he hears, he will speak. And he will declare to you the things that are to come. He will glorify me, for he will take what is mine and declare it to you. But too many people, even in the church, are asleep. It's like we have that clip prepared, don't we? It's like the Matrix. They're so asleep, they don't understand what's going on. They have taken the blue pill.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
What truth?
That you are a slave, Neo. Like everyone else, you were born into bondage, born into a prison that you cannot smell or taste or touch. A prison for your mind.
You take the blue pill, the story ends. You wake up in your bed and believe whatever you want to believe. You take the red pill, you stay in Wonderland, and I show you how deep the rabbit hole goes.
The masses have taken the blue pill. They have ignored what is truly happening. To ignore the fight that is taking place for our souls right now. They're just oblivious. And that's why the scriptures say, listen, the masses are all on the same road, going the same way, right? Matthew 7:13-14 talks about how the narrow road that leads to heaven, few there be that find it. But it's the broad road that many travel down. That's the road that leads to hell, that leads to destruction. Those that have never have their eyes opened to what's really happening. Forgive the Matrix analogy here, but the enemy does not want you to wake up. And he wants you to take that blue pill. He does not want you to think about the deep things of what's happening, right? He does not want you to think about whether or not there is a God. He wants you so numb to just go with the motions, work your 9-to-5, look forward to the weekend and the every other year vacation. Look forward to retirement. It's just what this life has to offer. Don't think deeply. Don't think in just a way that you can peel back the layers like an onion of deception around you. Because once you get there, you start to ask yourself questions like, what's this life all about? Why am I here? If this isn't true, then what else isn't true? He doesn't want you thinking questions like that. Because you're going to get to the point where you're asking yourself, is there a God? Is there an afterlife? He doesn't want you having those thoughts. He doesn't want you going down the road where the Holy Spirit starts to convict your heart. He starts thinking, oh my, there is a God, and he wrote to us in his holy word. He has a son. His name's Jesus. It's real. I can be forgiven. There is an afterlife. I can go to heaven. I can have my sins forgiven. He wants you asleep. He wants you numb. He doesn't want you to feel it. He doesn't want you to have that spark that ignites a totally changed heart, where God can give us a new heart, right? To give us a new and clean heart. No, he wants us just to focus on the things that we can see. Don't focus on the things that are unseen. For what is seen is temporary, right? That's what the word says. But what is unseen, that's what's eternal. The enemy doesn't want you thinking about those things. And I'll say this scripture. Proverbs 3, 5, and 6, because it's been a deep show. I don't want you to be worried about what's going on. I don't want you to have fear and anxiety, because I don't, but I do want you to be informed. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, and do not lean on your own understanding. And in all your ways acknowledge him, and he will make your paths straight. In Philippians 4, 6, and 7, do not be anxious about anything, but in everything, by prayer and supplication, with thanksgiving, let your requests be known to God, and the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, will guard your heart and your mind in Christ Jesus. I love you guys, and I will say right before we go, please help us in our time of need. Go to ZachDrewShow.com and help us in our time of need. We'll see you next week.